Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Hey, it's story time. Everyone's got one. Who wants to start today? It looks like, Kevin, like you're ready to go. Or are you searching for one?
No, I'm always ready to go. Sometimes I just like to pass it off to Mary or Steve first, but I'll go first here.
Okay.
Let me know if you know this theme song. Do you know it, Steve? Do you know it?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mary?
I don't think I watched it. Was it Breaking Bad?
No.
I didn't watch this.
No,
I don't know what it is.
Mm-mm.
What is it from, Steve?
True Detective.
It's not that Saltburn, is it?
Why are you so disgusted by that Saltburn?
That scene's so gross.
It's the bathtub scene. Okay, Steve.
Was that Steve?
No. Of course it was.
That song is the theme song to True Detective. Steve, you only knew that because Ron and I were talking about True Detective, right?
You didn't ask me how I knew it.
Season one. Did you guys watch True Detective?
No.
Season one.
Wait, who's in that again?
Well, there's been four seasons, three seasons.
Jodie Foster?
She was in season three, I believe.
Yeah, I did watch that one too.
I didn't have it.
Season one, I would say, is one of the best seasons in recent TV history. It's fantastic. It's Woody and Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson.
Oh.
And it is awesome. I might rewatch it this weekend. But anyways, the creator of the series says he has a story and idea to bring those two characters back and bring them back for a new season of True Detective.
I didn't like that. So I thought I got really tired of Woody Harrelson's demeanor. It's like laid back.
In season one?
Yeah.
Very cocky.
Yeah, that wore me out.
I don't remember this at all.
Time is a flat circle.
What?
That's a famous line from the
I'll
show.
I'll say the world.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
See that?
It's not in the works or anything yet, but the creator, Nick Pozzolato, says that both are open to it. So maybe we will get another True Detective with Woody and McConaughey, which would be awesome.
Yeah. It just makes me laugh, those two. They're truly buddies, and that people keep hiring them to work together, and it is kind of some kind of on-screen magic. Not for Steve, though.
Well, I just didn't like that one. I just got tired of Woody. That's
all. They're kind of the same person in a way.
Well, they both smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
What's your story, Mary?
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Once again, Lisa forgot.
Yes. No. But I reminded the producers.
I knew that the open was there. The open doesn't need an introduction.
Well, What's With?
What's With?
Today, my subject is rebates. Do you guys partake in rebates?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, you know how they always come in the mail once in a while, and they're so tiny. You can't see them. They're like 3x5, 3x4. They're so tiny. So, my husband's out of town, of course, and I get to get the mail since he's not home all the time. And he's yelling at me. He said, "Did you get the mail today?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got the mail." "Well, did you save my Menards rebate?"
11% back.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? I go, no, I don't know. I mean,
and you don't have to pay tax with what you purchase with that rebate. I know that sounds weird, but that's what our listeners told us. I checked with the kid that happens to be my son.
Oh.
And he said, yeah, it's true because you already paid tax on what you bought with it.
Will you tell Liam to please to get Menards to get them bigger? So it's pouring rain this day. And of course, I threw it away, but I didn't know I threw it away because it was in some coupon.
It got stuck.
It's so small. I missed it. It was in with like some coupon book.
This is why your husband doesn't let you get the mail.
Yeah. he was out of town. I had to get it. It was pouring rain. So being the good wife that I am, I go out to the garbage, the recycling, huge garbage, big blue bin that I have, and I'm like diving into this garbage.
Well, at least it's recycling.
The neighbors must have been like, what is she doing? Because it was raining, so I had this rain jacket on and I'm diving in. I go in there, I find some box that I think it's in. I don't know. I whip it into the house. Sure enough, I had ripped it in half, but I got that rebate.
And good for you.
How much was it for?
Yeah.
$15. But I thought it was one of those $5 ones, you know? And I'm like, you made me dive into that recycling thing for a $5 rebate. And he goes, no, it was 15. I said, okay. And it was worth it.
You just reminded me because I got 4 new tires this week. I love it. I call and get the price on 4 new tires and they give me the price. And I call back and I go, hey, what's the deal with that buy 3, get 1 free? Same price. I'm like, I knew it. But anyways, I went online to see if I could get a deal, and there was a $125 rebate through that tire company, and wow. I've got to take care of that because that's $125.
Well, do it, but you better look for it every day in the mail.
I will. I will. Steve, what's your story today?
Anybody ever play the game Strands, one of the New York Times games?
I have no idea about that.
Yes.
Colin, the smartest man on the show.
Okay, so Colin, describe the game, Colin.
It's kind of like a crossword, or not a crossword, a word search, but it's all based on a theme, and there's no word bank. So you have to find the words within the mix of letters.
Right, and the theme is not ever very clear.
No.
So you've got to find words and then hopefully find one that fits the theme, and then figure out the theme. Well, I play every day with my daughter in Australia. Em and I play. I do it in the morning. She does it later in tomorrow morning or whenever she wakes up. I don't know. Anyway, so we've had a dispute in our house. Yesterday's clue, the theme was Mary, Mary, quite contrary. So I looked for Vandeveld right away, and there wasn't in the puzzle. There was no Vandeveld. But I'm like, that's a nursery rhyme, right? Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
Yeah.
How does your garden grow? So I looked it up. I read the nursery rhyme. I have armed myself with information, and then I did the word search, and I got the words without any clues, without any having to ask for any hints. My family says that's cheating, and so I turn it to you, my fellow jurors. Do you think that is cheating, or do you think that's just clever research?
Well, I don't know. I just did a little research. I went to Mashable.com, and I can give you the answer for today's strand.
No.
Well, that's research, isn't it?
Well, but you wouldn't do that because that's unfair, and you cheat yourself. It's strings attached is the theme today. So I don't know what that means. I haven't played it yet. But if you just look, if you know it's part of a poem and you read the poem, they say that's cheating. Yeah, Kevin?
Sure.
You're not even listening.
You just looked up the poem. You just Googled a poem, right?
And do we say poem or do we say poem?
I say poem.
Okay.
I don't know which one that was right there. Kevin, we're talking about my turn on
Strands. Yeah, Colin plays.
And what
you
is
play,
it?
Can
you explain
plays.
It? What is it?
You got to look for
just don't
words.
Forget it. Just
yeah,
don't
even.
Strands requires a player to perform a twist on the classic word search. Words can be made from linked letters, up, down, left, right, or diagonal, but words can also change direction, resulting in quirky shapes and patterns. Every single letter in the grid will be part of the answer. There's always a theme linking every solution along with the spanogram, a special word or phrase that sums up the day's theme and spans the entire grid horizontally or vertically.
So I just found the word back, but back isn't one of the clues, so it just goes into my hint bank. Anyway,
Mary,
I
lost me.
Honest to God, I thought you guys would back me up here. You're not even trying to keep up.
I'm trying. Well, it's very complicated. Colin, please participate in this conversation.
I'm riding
Steve.
On a donkey, and you guys are walking behind me.
What's with Steve today?
What's with Strand?
Yeah.
I just want some.
What's with this game? It sounds really dumb.
I mean, you know. Tuesday's not that far away. Just pay attention.
It says by providing an opaque hint and not providing the word list, Strands creates a brain-teasing game that takes a little longer to play than other games like Wordle and Connections. If you're feeling stuck or you just don't have 10 more minutes to figure out today's puzzle, we've got all the New York Strands hints for today's puzzle. You need to progress at your preferred pace.
Colin, was I cheating?
I don't think so, but I'm someone that when I play Connections and I don't know what a word means, I'll look it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
But you're supposed to get your brain to work harder. But,
well,
Steve.
I'm working by figuring out a solution to the problem of not knowing what it means.
But Steve was supposed to remember the poem.
Why don't you try the word elevator? Just try the word elevator right
elevator?
Now.
Elevator? Yeah. I got to find it in here. Can I have just a moment with Colin? Hey, buddy, do you ever play Letterboxd?
I do.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's my favorite game
ever.
Well,
you two go have a drink together.
They can't. They're sitting at home on their phones playing New York Times games.
I found elevator. It's a word. You looked it up.
Yeah. Do you want another one?
No, I'm playing with my daughter.
I'm helping you.
That's cheating.
No, well, no. Let me see. What else? I could give you. So are you suggesting that we all play Strands because it's really fun and intriguing?
Oh, I don't like it. No.
After all that.
It's my least favorite game. But Letterboxd, I love.
He's just concerned whether he's cheating or not.
I was accused of cheating, and I didn't, and I just wanted some exoneration from you guys who apparently couldn't keep up with the story.
No, because we're slow. Is the accuser Sharon?
No, it's my daughter, Emma.
Oh, it is Emma calling.
And Sharon backed it up.
Oh, well, there you go. You lost.
I guess so.
Tough one.
It's a tough loss. He has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.